a irte fuera. Así que decidí compaginar un poco los estudios con el inglés. Y ahora que he terminado, hace una semana que he terminado los estudios y tengo que buscar trabajo, me siento un poco más preparada. Lo mejor es el equipo de profesores que tienen. Hacen las clases muy amenas y aprovechamos el tiempo al máximo.
No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar. Hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 911335833 o en grupobaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional.
Además, ahora financiate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupobaughan.com.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza. Cleopatra y Marco Antonio. Adán y Eva. Romeo y Julieta. Vaughan y Disney.
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupobaughan.com e infórmate. Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupobaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 911335831. 911335831.
Are you ready? Start the class.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupobaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Everybody, welcome to the Drive Time Show. It is that time for yet another Drive Time Show. Yet another. Aún más. Aún otro programa. Oh my gosh, it is that time already. We got a wonderful program for you today. I hope you're having a great week. We got a nice show for you and lots to talk about today. We have history, we have grammar, we have an interesting expression, to steal my thunder. To steal his thunder, to steal one's thunder. What does it mean? Well, we'll talk about that. We'll also hear some music from my compatriot, Brian Adams, who's coming to Madrid and to Barcelona and to Spain next year, early next year, I believe. I don't have tickets, but maybe I should get tickets. Should I get tickets, Tino, to see Brian Adams? He says, yeah. Tina says, oh, yeah, claro, claro que sí, hombre. Get those tickets. Anyway, we'll talk about that. We've also got a bunch of questions from listeners that we will answer, and it's not too late to get your question in if you want to participate on Twitter or on Instagram. Send me a question. I'm Kyle Miller is the name there. We have some good grammar questions that are going to be very useful for helping you with your English. We also have history today, an interesting history section, and lots of interesting vocabulary that appears in that section, and of course our regular vocabulary section in itself. So lots to talk about, lots of English to learn. Let's jump right in, everybody. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome, welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller. Kyle Miller.
All right, folks, it is the Drive Time Show straight from the Vaughn headquarters. That's right, the world headquarters of Grupo Vaughn in Madrid. It's the Drive Time Show. That's right. That's right, it's the Drive Time Show, everyone, and we do have a wonderful show for you today. Lots to talk about, so we're gonna cut right to it. We're gonna cut to the chase, everybody, and get started by jumping into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym. Warm-up gym.
All right, friends, you know how this one works. It's that part of the show where I give you a sentence in Spanish. I give you a bunch of sentences in Spanish, and it's up to you to say them in English. Okay, en voz alta. Okay, out loud. So if you want to participate, of course, out loud, just out loud for a moment. Later on, we'll get into one where you can write in. But for now, en voz alta, translating the following sentences. Number one, ahorra el 25% de su sueldo. He saves 25% of his salary. He saves, ahorra. He saves 25% of his salary, de su sueldo. He saves it. Lo ahorro. Okay. ¿Qué hace con el dinero? ¿Qué hace con el dinero? What does he do with the money? ¿Qué hace con el dinero? What does he do with the money? Lo usa para comprar regalos. He uses it to buy gifts. Yeah. It's true, Tino. He uses it to buy gifts. Para comprar regalos. Yeah, exactly. People say, oh, muy bien. I'm glad. Me alegro. Well, he uses it to buy gifts. Para comprar regalos. Mm-hmm. ¿Para quién compra regalos? ¿Para quién? ¿Para quién? Who does he... who does he buy gifts for? ¿Para quién? Who for? Who... Da, 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 for. So the for has to go at the end. Who does he buy gifts for? ¿Para quién compra regalos? Who does he buy gifts for? Now you could also say... What else could you say other than gifts, Tino? Do you know? Gifts, regalos, could be a gift or a... present. Exactly. Tino nailed it. Presents. Who does he buy gifts for? Who does he buy presents for? Presents. Mm-hmm. We also have the term present, presente. Como ahora. My present. Presently, I am speaking on the radio.
Now!
Right now, exactly. Presently, I'm giving him a present. Or her a present. Mm. Su regalo presente. Su regalo de ahora es un lo que sea. Her present present. Ah, qué curioso. ¿Cuándo se lo vas a dar a ella? When are you going to give it to her? When are you going to give it to her? When are you going to? Gonna. Often we say gonna. When are you gonna? Well, that's it's very American, right? Gonna. El gonna, ese. When are you gonna give it to her? I don't know. Going to. It should be going to, of course, but we often do say gonna. When are you gonna give it to her? When are you gonna give it to her? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's raise the bar a little bit, people. Vamos a subir el nivel. Raise the level. No me acuerdo del resto del cuento. Es que no me acuerdo. I can't remember the rest of the story. El cuento. So, cuento, remember, cuento is a story. I can't remember the rest of the story. No recuerdo el resto de la historia. That was the same one. I can't remember the rest of the story. Yeah. Okay. Now, remember the difference between story and history. Do you remember the difference? History is the true recounting of past events. And story is un cuento, right? Okay, so here we go. Toma sus propias decisiones. Bueno, tus propias decisiones, mejor. Make your own decisions. Decisions. We don't say decisions, no, decisions. Make your own decisions. Come on, make your own decisions. ¿Quién era el jefe en aquel entonces? Who was the boss at that time? At that time. At that time. At that time, en aquel entonces, at that time. We could also say, back then. Who was the boss back then? Who was the boss at that time? When I started working with Vaughn, we had an office on Calle Eduardo Dato. Radio back there, too. At that time, actually, they were just starting the radio. It's true, Tino. They were just starting the radio. And at that time, it was a very small office. It was a very small office back then. And, this is actually when I first, I shouldn't say was working with Vaughn. When I started, when I first knew Vaughn, got to know the company and got involved, I volunteered on a Vaughn Town program. Tino knows this story. I got involved in a Vaughn Town program, and the main office was Eduardo Dato. Sorry, no, excuse me. It was Virgen de Nuria, Calle Virgen de Nuria in Madrid, which is a little an area, Barrio La Concepción, for people who don't know. People are saying, Kyle, ¿dónde está ese calle? Well, Barrio de la Concepción. We had a little office there, and then the company. By the time I started teaching, into the following year, the company had moved to Eduardo Dato in the Chamberí neighborhood, and when I started working with Vaughn, we were there, Chamberí, near the Plaza de Chamberí. Do you know that Plaza de Chamberí, Tino? Yeah. He knows it. He says, yeah, claro que sí. Hombre. Yeah. So claro que sí, hombre. So, yeah. When I first got to know the company, it was Bergen & Uria, you know, the Barrio La Concepción, and then the company had moved by the time I was teaching. So why am I saying this? Because you're talking about the expression back then, en aquel entonces, back then, or at that time. At that time. It was a much smaller company at that time. It was a much smaller company back then, en aquel entonces. Okay. Démoslo otra oportunidad. Bueno, démosle. Démosle a él, ¿no? Démosle otra oportunidad. Let's give him another chance, Tino. Otra oportunidad. Let's give him another chance. Why not?
Thank you very much.
Okay. This next one is true. ¿Puedo apañarme con mi inglés? ¿Puedo apañarme con mi inglés, eh? Menos mal. ¿En ese trabajo? Okay. I can get by. ¿Puedo apañarme? I can get by. Como salir del paso. To get by. ¿Puedo apañarme con mi inglés? I can get by with my English. ¿Puedo apañarme? Yeah, I can get by. To get by. Salir el paso, to get by. We also have another expression similar to get by, which is to make do. People say, oh, qué curioso, make and do together in one expression? Yeah, make do. Salir el paso, apañarse. To have enough of something to survive, to manage. You know, imagine. We ran out of water. We had to make do with one glass of water for the whole day. We had to make do to get by. To get by with, to make do with. Okay. ¿Cuándo recibiste mi carta? ¿Cuándo recibiste mi carta? Hey, when did you... hey... Oye, when did you get my letter? ¿Cuándo? Recibiste, claro, se puede decir receive. When did you receive? But it's much more common, when did you get it? When did you get my letter? When did you receive my letter? No deberías echar la culpa a nadie. You shouldn't blame anyone. Pero a nadie, ¿eh? You shouldn't blame anyone.
No deberías...
Bueno, no deberías echarle la culpa a nadie. You shouldn't blame anyone. Abrocha tu cinturón de seguridad. Abrocha tu cinturón de seguridad. Fasten your seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Be careful. And fasten your seatbelt. Cuídate. Fasten your seatbelt. El fuerte viento derribó el muro. The strong wind blew down the wall. Yeah. The strong wind blew down. Derribó el muro. The strong wind blew down the wall. Yeah. Derribaron el avión. They shot down the plane.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah, exactly. Like in the Schwarzenegger movies, right? They shot down the plane. They shot down the plane. Like there's an AC/DC song called Shot Down in Flames. Do you know that one? Do you know? It's a great one from the album Highway to Hell. Shot Down in Flames. It's a hard rocking song, too, as most AC/DC songs are. Shot Down in Flames. It's a good one, too. Anyway, folks, I think by now we're all warmed up. Let's jump into our expression of the day. Expression of the day. Exactly. Our expression of the day today is to steal one's, steal someone's, mine, your, his, hers, thunder. Los truenos. Thunder. Speaking of AC/DC, you've been thunderstruck, right? Thunder. Thunder. T-H-U-N-D-E-R. But to steal someone's thunder means to take their protagonism. So imagine to try to use someone's, to steal the protagonism of someone else, steal their fame or their moment. You know, it's someone, imagine it's someone else's birthday and I go to the party and then I say, hey, everybody, I got a new job and da-da-da. I get everybody talking about me. I'm stealing that person's thunder. That's not very nice. But it can also mean to use someone's ideas or inventions, maybe for your own advantage. So it's kind of related to aprovechando del trabajo de otro o la fama de otro, someone's fame, someone's ideas, someone's moment, and you take it for your own gain. Well, it's just to steal someone's thunder. T-H-U-N-D-E-R, to steal his thunder, her thunder, my thunder, your thunder, to steal someone's thunder. Okay, that's our expression today. That is our expression. Now, I think we have a few minutes left before we go. We have a section we haven't done in a long time, Tino, where we take where we listen to someone speaking English and we try to help them. Estamos aquí para ayudar a la gente, right? Siempre. Queremos ayudar. We always want to help out. And we have sometimes when something is broken, cuando algo está roto, what do? You have to fix it, right? So we have to call in with the little bit of English we're going to hear. It's time to call in Mr. Fix-It.
They call me Mr. Fix-It.
Call me Mr. Fix-It. That's my name, sugar. Men and broken hearts.
All right, folks, we're going to hear an expression. We're going to hear someone speaking. And in fact, it is today Emilio Botín. Now, he used to be the richest person in Spain, but I don't think he is anymore, right? It's Olamancio. Big Amancio's got a few more dollars. But he's doing all right. Emilio's got the, he's a powerful individual. Yeah, so this was a speech that he gave in English. Not too many people have heard him speaking in English. Let's hear it. I'm not laughing at Emilio Botín's English. I'm just laughing at whatever that was. What was that, Tino? What was that? All right. Okay, but let's hear it, Tino. We call this one Mr. Fix-It. This is Emilio Botín, and let's try to help him out with his English.
I am, of course, very pleased and very proud of the awards for Santander announcement this evening. I would also like to say a few words to the London financial community gathered here tonight.
Okay, I think we need to go, as you say in Spanish, poco a poco here, little by little. There's a common challenge that he's experiencing here, which is finishing his words, right? Which is finishing the sound, right? So let's just hear the first. Can you go just one bit at a time, Tina, just a little bit?
I am, of course, very pleased and very proud of the awards for Santander.
I am, of course, very pleased. Now, you can't say very please because it's a word. To please is a word on its own, but he's pleased. I'm, of course, very. Now, Betty, no. I'm, of course, very pleased. Very pleased and very proud. pleased and proud. Pleased and proud. I'm, of course, very pleased and very proud. Can we hear it again? Just that part?
I am, of course, very pleased and very proud of the awards for Santander announcement this evening.
Okay. Now, the word evening, la tarde, evening, it's a two-syllable word. We don't say evening. No, it's evening. The awards for Santander this evening. Tatara, this evening. And I'm very proud and very pleased about the awards for Santander this evening. For Santander this evening. Okay? So a question of syllables and a question of, so far, completing the words, right? Okay? A little bit more?
I would also like to say a few words to the London financial community.
Okay, that's not bad. I'd like to also say a few words to the London financial community. 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 Da-da-da-da. Community. Community. Do we have more, Tino? Okay, onward. A little more.
Gather here tonight.
Gathered here tonight. Tonight. He's got to finish the word. Not tonight. No, tonight. Tonight. Gathered here tonight. Gathered here tonight. Okay, we have more? That's it. Okay. Okay, and that was, you know, so mostly his problem relates to finishing the words, closing out the sound, and also paying attention. Think words like interesting, decided, interesting, da-da-da. These three syllables. We don't say interesting. So sometimes there's a syllable less than you might imagine if you look at the vowels, quite simply. All right, can we hear it one more time before we go, Tina? Then we'll review.
I am, of course, very pleased and very proud of the awards for their announcement this evening. I would also like to say a few words to the London financial community gathered here tonight.
Okay. I would also like to say a few words to the London financial community gathered here tonight. So I commend him for speaking in English, and probably, it sounds like he probably memorized the script, right? But, you know, it's not bad. And I commend him for making the effort. I appreciate that. And I do offer my services. If Mr. Botín is listening and would like to come to the show, you know, work on your English, more than welcome. The doors are always open here. Anyway, we're going to take a break, right, Tino? A quick break. But we'll be back. No te preocupes. We'll be back with the second half hour of our Drive Time show. We got challenges. We got grammar, pronunciation, history, questions from listeners, and much more. Lots to come in the next half hour. Stay with me. Don't touch that dial.
Master o un MBA apenas impresiona a un entrevistador. Son muchos ya los que tienen estudios de posgrado. Sin embargo, siguen siendo pocos los que pueden demostrar un ágil y potente dominio del inglés. Es aquí donde uno se diferencia. Es aquí donde uno destaca de verdad. Céntrate en el inglés. Quítalo de en medio y empieza a cotizar alto en el mercado laboral.
Los másters en inglés profesional de Vaughan harán que se dispare tu carrera profesional. Llama e infórmate sin compromiso. No te arrepentirás. 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. Haz una pausa y disfruta, mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los 3 planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Este curso tus hijos se volverán locos por el inglés. Tráelos a nuestro Club Junior y vendrán a clase locos de contentos. En el Club Junior aprenden inglés mientras se divierten. Infórmate sobre las clases de nuestro Club Junior en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Dispara tu carrera profesional con un Máster Vaughan. Dominarás el inglés oral en situaciones cotidianas y profesionales. Aprenderás a escribir correctamente textos y cartas de negocios en perfecto inglés y transmitirás una imagen de profesionalidad. El Máster incluye 1 o 2 inmersiones lingüísticas en Vaughan Town, donde practicarás lo aprendido en el Máster con angloparlantes nativos de todas partes del mundo. Puedes hacerlo a tiempo completo o a tiempo parcial. Tú eliges la que más te convenga. La versión completa se realiza por videoconferencia e incluye más de 900 horas de inglés y 2 inmersiones en Vaughan Town. La versión parcial se realiza también por videoconferencia o, si lo prefieres, de manera presencial en nuestros centros de Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza, e incluye más de 500 horas de inglés y 1 inmersión en Vaughan Town. Todo, por supuesto, en un entorno seguro, cumpliendo todas las medidas de higiene y distanciamiento social. Te estamos ofreciendo el mejor programa de inglés del mercado. Tú decides. Máster en inglés profesional. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Folks, it is the summer of 69, and that's a way we often say the you say del año 69, no? Or do you ever say del 69 también? Yeah. The summer of 69, it's Bryan Adams from his album Reckless, going back to 1984. I didn't know it was that old, Tino. Did you know that? 1984. I kind of thought it was late 90s. But no, 1984, and this one went to Only number 45 in the UK, but number 5 in America. And in 1969, Bryan Adams was 9 years old. And in an interview, he said, it's a very simple song about looking back on summertime and making love. He said, for me, 69 was a metaphor for making love, not about the year. I had someone in Spain ask me once why I wrote the first time I had my first real dream. And I had to laugh, he said. But anyway. So it's a bit of a sexual reference. And he wrote this with a songwriter named Jim Vallance, who wrote several Aerosmith songs and often collaborated with Bryan Adams. On his website, Vallance explained that the song went through a number of changes. And when it was originally called The Best Days of My Life, with the line Summer of 69 appearing just once in the lyrics. Now, Vallance feels that the Jackson Browne song Running on Empty, you know that song, Tino? Running on Empty, Jackson Browne, which contains the lyrics In 69 I Was 21, was a subconscious influence on their writing, and that Adams may have been influenced by the movie Summer of 42. So there's a movie called Summer of 42. There was In 69, I Was 21. So these things came together, maybe created a subconscious influence to come up with the song Summer of 69. Now, Adams had a few hits before this was released. His biggest one was Straight from the Heart. But this song and the rest of the Reckless album made him a star. So this songwriting partner, Jim Vallance, he said, looking back, I think Summer of 69 was Brian and I at our best. Nuestro mejor momento, said. We hadn't had any real success yet that would come when Reckless went to number one on the charts. It sold 12 million copies. But that was a year away. In January of 1984, he said, Brian and I were still writing songs for the right reasons, joy of it. We had nothing to prove and even less to lose, he said. We wrote songs to please ourselves. Everything started to unravel after Reckless. So everything started to come apart. Okay. And, apparently the lyrics were inspired by a bunch of different songs. I got my first real six string. My first real six string, of course, una guitarra de seis cuerdas. A six string guitar. I got my first real six string, which was also a line from the Foreigner song, Jukebox Hero. I bought a beat up six string in a secondhand store. Now here he says, I got my first real six string, bought it from the Five and Dime. Dime being 10 cents. Five, of course, a reference to 5 cents. So like a cheap shop that sold, discounted secondhand stuff. When you held my hand, I knew it was now or never. Apparently that was a reference to the Beatles song, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Now, both of these songwriters, Bryan Adams and Jim Vallance, they both had songs in bands sort of in high school, which provided for material for lyrics about a band that broke up. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. And it's true, Jody was a guy named Jody Peprick, who was Bryan Adams' sound man. He got married around the time the song was coming together, and he appeared in the video with his wife, with a car with a Just Married sign. So there were a lot of references to things that were factual here. And Bryan Adams always performs this song at his concerts. He tends to start singing the first line and then the audience takes over for the chorus. Everybody knows this one, right? So anyway, it's a big song, a big hit. Bryan Adams, who I understand, si no me equivoco, I'm often wrong, folks, but I do believe that with this one, I'm correct in saying that Bryan Adams is going to be coming to Madrid and to Spain, I should say, Barcelona, Madrid, and traveling around next year, early next year. Actually, I'm not too sure if it's early. I think March or April. I could be wrong. But anyway, there we go. A little music from my compatriot, my fellow Canadian, Bryan Adams. And let's go ahead right now, folks. We have so much more to talk about. So why don't we get into some questions from listeners like you? I'm talking about today's By Request.
By Request. Inglés a la carta.
Okay, by request, everybody. It is that time. Now, if you want to participate, we have so many people saying, Kyle, how can I participate? How can I be a part of the show? How can I send you my questions? ¿Cómo puedo hacerlo? And if you want to, all you have to do is reach out to me on Instagram or on Twitter. And there the name is I'm Kyle Miller, E-M-A-K-Y-L-E-M-I-L-L-A-R. Okay. Now you can also send in questions on my free Facebook group. It's called English with Kyle. So if you're on Facebook, make sure you subscribe there. English with Kyle, no cuesta nada. So join the group and send in your questions. Let's see. We've got Aurora, who says, Kyle, can you explain next day and the next day? Well, the next day, it's like saying water and the water. Well, you use the article whenever we're taught, when we're making it somewhat specific, right? So it's not really any particular definition here. The next day, so if today is, well, today is Tuesday, so the next day will be Wednesday. So we don't really say next day on its own. Typically, we would use the article, okay? She says, what about all the people versus everybody? If you're going to say all the people, you'd say all the people in the stadium were wearing white. Everybody was wearing white. And notice how everybody behaves as a singular. Everybody was wearing white. All the people in the stadium were wearing white. Everybody likes pizza. All the people in the office like pizza. And even when we're talking about things other than people, we could say, all the books are blue. Every one of them is blue. All the books are blue. So all the something compared to every. Every book is useful. All the books on my bookshelf are useful. Okay, you see that? Okay. So there you have it. We got a question from Pepe. Pepe's with us, and he says, Kyle, I have two questions about two words, and those words are journey and trip. Now, I talked about this a couple weeks ago. You might remember, if you're a regular Drive Time listener, I talked about this, and I said that for me, journey is much more of a big deal. Christopher Columbus went on a journey. But I took a trip down to Carrefour. Christopher Columbus went on a journey to discover the New World. Journey is much more significant. It's epic. Whereas a trip, es un viaje. Could be, oh, we're taking a trip. I live in Madrid and sometimes I take trips to places like Segovia. I wouldn't say I'm going on a journey to Segovia. You could. I mean, it's not wrong. But journey, to me, to a North American English speaker. Journey is much more of an epic, bigger commitment. There, you know, you could have problems. There could be injury. There could be death. It's an epic, un viaje, you know, that is much more significant. So those are my thoughts. Now, a British person might disagree because I think British people use the term journey like, oh, the car journey to Toledo. No, but I'd say the trip. Okay. And be careful with trip and travel because we have the verb to travel, viajar, to travel. And el viaje is the trip, which is a noun. Trip and travel. Okay? And so he says, how should I use these words? What is the difference between them? I wait for your reply, he says. And he does say, thank you very much. Okay. Coming up, oh boy, we got Laura. Laura has a question. Now, Laura says, Kyle, Laura writes in and says, Kyle, I have a question about still, yet, already, and anymore. She says, first of all, I must say you're one of my favorite teachers at Vaughn. Oh, that's good. I like your way of teaching. I love your way of teaching and your clear voice. Thank you. I hope you are among us for a long time. Well, I hope so, too. Thank you very much. I hope so, too. He says, I want to ask you to... I want to ask you for explaining. Ooh, be careful. I want to ask you to explain. Ask someone to infinitive. I want to ask you to explain the difference between yet and already. Sometimes I get confused when I have to use each one, she said. Okay. So we have yet and already. We might as well... Ya que estamos... Since we're here, we might as well practice. Más vale, que también repasamos. We might as well also look at still, yet, already, anymore. All of those. Still, yet, already, anymore. I sat down in this show at 6 o'clock and I'm still sitting. Sigo aquí. Sigo en la silla. I'm still in the chair. I'm speaking on the radio. I started speaking on the radio about 45 minutes ago, and I'm speaking on the radio. Y sigo hablando, Tino. Empecé hace 45 minutos, pero sigo aquí, sigo hablando. I'm still speaking, right? I'm still speaking. I haven't stopped yet. Ooh, so yet is used in the question and in the negative. Todavía. Todavía no, in the negative. I don't live in Canada anymore. Tino, have you had lunch yet? ¿Has comido ya? Yeah. Tino has already eaten. So in the affirmative answer, notice this. Qué curioso. In the affirmative, he says, yes, I have already eaten. And my question, have you eaten yet? Affirmative. Yes, I've already eaten lunch. So in the affirmative answer, already, como ya he comido. But have you had dinner yet? ¿Has cenado ya?
No.
¿Has cenado ya? Yeah, and he goes, no. He said, no, I haven't had dinner yet. So I've already had lunch, but I haven't had dinner yet. Amigo. So yet is used in the question and in the negative. That's a rule, people. That's a rule. Es una regla. Then we have the affirmative response. Yes, he's already had lunch, but he hasn't had dinner yet. So already in the affirmative response. And then, now, pero sigues comiendo? Are you still eating? Sigues comiendo la comida? Are you still having lunch?
Yes.
Pero sigues comiendo la comida. Yeah, he says, yeah, I'm still, believe it or not, aunque no lo vas a creer, Tino is still having lunch. Sigue comiendo.
Lleva lomo, queso, panceta, pimiento.
Exactly. He's got a lot to... he's got a lot on his plate over there. But now, Tino, are you still eating breakfast?
No.
And he says, no, I'm not eating. Tino is not eating breakfast anymore. So anymore is using the negative. Antes sí, pero ya no. Not anymore. But on its own, it's not negative. We have to make it negative. I'm not eating breakfast anymore. He has already started eating lunch. In fact, he's still eating lunch. Well, no, but I've finished lunch. I'm not eating lunch anymore. I'm not eating dinner yet. You see that? I'm not in my first year on the radio anymore. But I'm not finished yet. Okay? I'm not waking up anymore. I'm not going to bed yet. I want to go to Russia someday, but I haven't gone to Russia yet. Todavía no. Okay. I would like to go someday, but I haven't gone there yet. Y-E-T. Okay, so hopefully that answers the question about still, yet, already, anymore. Oh, yes, and so still is used to imply that the action continues. I'm still sitting here. I'm still speaking on the radio. Que sigo haciéndolo. I'm not in my house anymore. And I'm not finished work yet. I'm still working. Sigo trabajando. Ya no he acabado todavía. I haven't finished yet. Whew. Okay. Hopefully it all makes sense. Let's jump ahead, everybody, with our paragraph of the day.
Paragraph of the day.
Well, that's right, everybody. It's time for the paragraph of the day. One of Tino's favorite parts of the show. He always says, Kyle, lo que a mí me gusta es el párrafo. Okay.
Tiene muy buena pinta, ¿no?
Well, it does. It really does. The paragraph today is a good one. And we're going to talk about a guy named Alfred Adler. Have you heard about this guy, Tino? Alfred Adler? Well, he was a famous physicist. Un famoso psicólogo. Not a physicist, a psychologist. Eso es, psicólogo. A famous psychologist. So Alfred Adler. Now, the way these paragraphs work, I'm going to read the paragraph and we get into, I'll read it in English, then we'll go back and review little by little some of the key structures that appear. Okay? So here we have it. Alfred Adler, a famous Austrian psychologist once said that the chief danger in life, now the chief in this case means principal, the main, the chief danger in life is that we may take too many precautions. That's easy to say, especially if, like Alfred Adler, you have few financial worries. For normal people like me, I have to be extremely careful with my money and how I invest it. Okay. Alfred Adler, un famoso psicólogo austriaco, una vez dijo que el principal peligro de la vida es que tomamos demasiadas precauciones. A famous Austrian psychologist once said that the chief danger in life is that we may take too many precautions. Es que tomamos demasiadas precauciones. Precauciones. We take too many precautions. Precautions. Okay? And then he says, eso es fácil de decir, especialmente si, como Alfred Adler, tienes pocas precauciones económicas. Preocupaciones, financial worries. Yeah, not precautions, but financial worries, preocupaciones. Okay. So, yeah, that's easy to say if especially, like Alfred Adler, you have very few, or you have few. Tienes pocas. You have very few financial worries. Para gente normal como yo, tenemos que ser extremadamente cuidadoso o cuidadosos con nuestro dinero y cómo lo invertimos. Okay. For normal people like me, I have to be very careful with my money and how I invest it. Okay. So this is true. So basically this guy, he's saying a problem in life is that usually people don't take enough risks. And I think he probably reaches this conclusion probably by studying people who are very, very successful and realizing that almost everyone that is very successful took significant risk to get there. Right? If you want to start a business, it's risky. If you want your business to grow, you want to invent something, you have to take a chance. You have to jump. Right? You have to go for it sometimes. I think maybe that reality affected his line of thinking and caused him to say what he says here. But let's read it one more time. So now we've seen it all in Spanish. Well, we've seen the whole thing. We understand it. So let's go through. Vamos a repasar. Alfred Adler, a famous Austrian psychologist, once said that the chief danger in life is that we take too many precautions. That's easy to say, especially if, like Alfred Adler, you have few financial worries. For normal people like me, I have to be extremely careful with my money and how I invest it. Right? I have to be, tengo que ser extremadamente cuidadoso con mi dinero. ¿Y cómo lo invierto? We have to be very careful, extremely careful with our money and how we invest it. Okay, so there you go. I think we're just about out of time. Well, no, we're not out of time. We do have another minute. Why don't we take a look at our Twitter trend? We haven't given that out yet. We have a sentence for folks at home to write in, to participate, and translate this one. Let's look at our Twitter translation.
Twitter trend.
Our translation, everybody. We have to be quick here. If you want to participate, you can write in on Twitter. Tino, how can they find me?
Encuentra a Kyle en Instagram y en Twitter.
I'm Kyle Miller.
Lo que es lo mismo, I-M-I-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-
participate right in. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Por fin me di cuenta de lo que era. Por fin me di cuenta de lo que era. So tell me how to say that one in English. I will look at your responses a little bit later on. And my friends, if you want to improve your English and you need English classes, look no further. Maybe you need consultation on materials. Call us. Llámanos. Grupo Von. You can get the information at grupovon.com or call us on this number. Apunta el teléfono. 91-133-5833. Eso es 91-133-5833. We look forward from hearing from you. Excuse me. I'm going to take a short break, but I'll be back in a few minutes. Stay with me. Don't touch that dial.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months, Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class.